Shalom, today's daf yomi is Brachos daf dalet, Brachos 4, and back on daf gimel amabeis, back on 3b, the Gemara stated that David HaMelech woke up in the middle of the night, echatzot, at exactly the middle of the night, to study Torah. So our Gemara asked the question there, how is it possible that David, King David, knew when it was exactly the middle of the night, but even Moses himself didn't know the middle of the night, because Moshe, when he refers to the Exodus happening in the middle of the night, Moshe says, kachatzos, around the middle of the night. So how is it possible that King David knew if Moses himself didn't know? So on today's Daf Yomi, on Daven Amanov, the Gemara says, Rabbi Zera said, to answer this question, Moshe olam havayada, Moses indeed knew exactly when the middle of the night says. Of course Moses knew. Moses knew how to determine when it was the middle of the night. But David nami havayada, David also knew exactly when it was the middle of the night. If that's the case, for keeping the David havayada, kinor lamalei, if David knew exactly when it was the middle of the night, why did King David leave a harp next to his bed in order that it would play exactly at the middle of the night when the wind came? So the Gemara says the reason why he kept it there was that David kept it there in order to wake him up from when he was sleeping. It was his alarm clock. And if you ask the question, so if Moses knew when it was the middle of the night, why did he have to say around the middle of the night? So the Gemara explains, Moshe kasavar, Moshe knew when it was. But Moshe thought, Shema yitu itzdagnine paro. Moshe was concerned that maybe the Pharaoh's timekeepers, Pharaoh's astrologers, they might be the ones to make a mistake. And they'll think that Moshe was wrong. They'll say, look, you don't know exactly when it is. And so therefore, in order for Moshe to protect himself, because since they thought Moshe was wrong, they'll say Vayomer Moshe Bada. You'll say Moses is a liar, and so therefore, the Amar Maru that we learned in the tractate, one of the minor tractates, which is called Maseches Derech Eretz. We learned we made Lashoncha Lomar Eni Odeya. A person should always be accustomed to be saying I don't know, because if you won't be accustomed to say that, we have to be concerned. Shema tispada, maybe you'll say some things that they look like they're not correct, v'teyachas, and people will grab you on them. Even though you know the right answer, there will be people surrounding you who think that they know the right answer when they're wrong. So a person should say I don't know, even when they do know, as a protection against those people who actually don't know but think that they do know. And Rav Ashi gives another answer explaining why Moshe knew when Moses says the word kachatzos, like midnight, when really he knew exactly when it was. And really, according to Rav Ashi, the answer is that Moshe, bepalga orta de tleisar, that Moses was standing when he said kachatzot alayla, he was standing on the 13th night, and he was saying nagi ar basar, and he was saying that the next day will be light, will be the 14th, havikai, and v'hachikamar Moshe l'Israel. Moshe said to the Jewish people, God said, l'machar kachatzot alayla, meaning to say, I'm standing now at midnight, at this exact moment, at this exact moment that the redemption will happen and God is going to go out into the land of Egypt. And that's what God was saying, that Moshe was saying, I'm standing here and at this exact moment I'm going to go and carry forth into the land of Egypt. So David, we learned from here that David used to wake up in the middle of the night. David was such a pious person in waking up in the middle of the night to serve Hashem. And so there's a Psalm 86, verses 1 and 2. It says, what did David do in the middle of the night? David said, David, shamar nafshe ki chasid ani. David said, guard my soul because I am pious. And we want to understand, why did David call himself pious? So Levi v'Reb Yitzchak had a dispute about this. What did David say? Kach amar David of Ne'akadosh Baruch Hu. This is what David said to God. Lo chasid, Ribbono Shalom, Master of the Universe, Lo chasid ani, I'm not so pious. Hakol malchei umezrach, yishenim at shalosh. He said, am I not pious? Because all the kings of the East and the West, yishenim at shalosh, they sleep until the third hour of the day. V'ani chatus alayla akum odos lach. And I wake up in the middle of the night to serve you. And the other explanation of why David said he was pious was, v'idach kachamar davol f'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what David said before God, Master of the Universe, am I not pious? Because all the kings of the east and the west, Yoshvim Agudas Agudos, they sit around Bechvodam. They sit around in groups, and what's their purpose? Their purpose is just to grant themselves honor. Va'ani, what do I do? They're all those kings, they're sitting around at the fancy cocktail parties with their cabinets. But what am I doing? Yadai Mulchachos Badam. My hands are dirty with blood. Why are my hands dirty with blood? Because they're dirty with the blood that the women who were unsure of their status, whether they had the uterine bleeding or not, they would bring their blood to David, because David was the Torah scholar, and David would check whether or not it was actually pure or not. And they're dirty with the blood of the shafir, or the shilya, the amniotic sac, and also the placenta. David says, all day and night, what I'm doing is I'm trying, and I'm waking up in the middle of the night, I'm pious, and I'm spending my time to try and figure out ways for a man and wife to be united with each other. And not only that, everything I do, I go and I ask the counsel of my teacher, Rebbe. Omer, when I said to me, Piboshes Rebbe, my master, me Piboshes, Yafadanti, did I do it correct? Yafach Yafti, was I correct in saying that this person owes money? Yafazakiti, was I correct in saying that they're innocent? Yafetarati, Yafetamanti, Velo Boshti. David says, I'm not embarrassed. And so we see from here the image of what is a great king. Either, on one hand, this is a king who works to make peace between husband and wife, or to bring husband and wife closer together. And the other possibility is a king who's always looking at himself through introspection to say, I'm not sure, did I get this right? Always looking to his teacher and asking him for guidance if he's ruling correctly on matters of Jewish law. That is the greatness of King David.